Hey, it's Andrew from Exo Capital. This is episode 35 of our journey acquiring SaaS businesses. I'm messing around with OpenAI's text-to-speech, and you're listening to the results. Enjoy. Acquisition number 11, Journey.io, aka Don't Stop Bleed. Lots of journey puns, so sorry in advance. A little over a year ago, I tried to raise a discretionary capital fund by putting all our assets into one company and selling shares of that company. Nobody wanted in. Which is really too bad because we 10x one and 8x another company would have been a good investment. Then a few months ago, we decided on a different model I called the Flip Fund. The idea is simple. Buy a biz, try to double it, sell in 12 to 24 months. Investors really like the idea of a 12-24-month fund horizon. I know it's not a fund, it's more like a fundless sponsor. We stole this concept from real estate folks. In about 3 weeks, we soft-circled $650,000, mostly from the lovely folks that follow us. And shortly thereafter, we actually closed a little over $500,000 from 11 people and put in $50,000 ourselves for a total of $550,000. Awesome. For those of you wondering, like I did, how the heck you raise money in a few weeks? Well, the answer for me was, write a blog for 3 years every week. Share everything relentlessly in public, and have a great track record. That would not have been the answer I wanted to hear either 3 years ago, but I'm proud we've carried on this long. It took us about 2 months to find the right deal for the fund. I absolutely did not want to buy something just to buy it. We were looking at a deal that I didn't really want to do. Financially, I think it would be okay, but it just didn't fit the story we're trying to tell. Nor did it operationally feel like a good fit. That's right, when Journey.io showed up at our doorstep, Journey.io, YCW21. Journey's site describes itself as a storytelling product. That might be true, but really it's a sales tool. I don't think that demeans it in any way. So yes, our first growth opportunity is tackling a potential positioning problem. I haven't met a salesperson that goes around and says they're not a salesperson, but a storyteller. And I live in LA where everyone is a storyteller, lol. So it's a sales tool that lets you create a one-pager for a customer. You can embed tons of stuff like a Notion page or to-do lists to help coordinate a deal. It's a different kind of personalization at scale. There are a couple of features about this business I love. It's beautiful. Founding team spent $1.5 million getting Journey where it is today, and it shows. Customers love it. Retention is damn good. Organic growth is okay. Almost no push made so far to monetize. There are a few other features I like about this space. While PLG is taking over, at a certain point, larger customers with multiple stakeholders need hand-holding to close a deal. I don't care if you're PLG. If you get a big prospect, you treat them like royalty. And Journey is a great way to make sure a customer feels taken care of. And more importantly, you can provide a resource to help them go sell the tool internally. Yes, people more and more want self-service. However, larger deals are always going to require some human touch. That's just how larger ticket items are still sold. I don't think that changes anytime soon. Are there exceptions? Of course. But Journey is selling to the middle of the bell curve. The business is currently doing about $18,000 of MRR, and we see a path to doubling it in the next 22 months. It's going to be a grind. I doubt in this environment we will see any easy wins, but we're going to use our playbook and start experimenting as soon as possible. Looking forward to Journey's journey.